Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Thank you, Elena.
Jack is enjoying the chocolate biscuits, I think.
Yes.
He's happy this afternoon.
It always makes him happy to feed the birds.
Yes, it does. Ted has just arrived to visit Violet.
Has he?
Shall I tell him you are here also, in the garden?
No, thank you. There's no need.
Peggy, may I ask you something?
What is it?
Have you and Ted fallen out?
No, not at all.
I know you used to enjoy to have afternoon tea with him sometimes.
I'm afraid I can't do that anymore.
Why is that?
There's been such a lot going on in my family. It's difficult to find time for friendships. Mm.
It's always difficult to find time. We must instead make some time.
I understand what you're saying, Elona. But you see, you never know how much time you have left with the people who matter.
That is true.
And I'd like to spend that time with Jack.
Of course, but...
I'm very grateful for your concern. But to do anything other than that would feel disloyal.
Sit down, Clary. Let me put the kettle on. I needed a break.
Okay, ta. So how are you doing, Cathy?
Oh, I'm all right.
Are you?
I was just catching up with some ironing.
Yeah. Has Jamie been in touch?
No, but Fallon's rang a few times to let me know how he is and what he's been doing.
Oh, well, that's summat.
Yeah, we had a good chat last week, Fallon and I.
Oh?
She told me all about herself and her father and how she felt.
But Wayne's a very different person to you, Cathy.
No, what she said was helpful. And she's absolutely right to say Jamie needs time and space.
Well, sometimes all you can do is make sure they know you're there and wait for them to come back in their own good time.
But it took her 3 years to repair things with Wayne. 3 years, Clary.
It's a long time.
Oh, and I could do all that. You know, the waiting, the being there. But there are no guarantees, are there?
Eh?
Suppose we never mend things between us.
Oh, no, Cathy, don't think like that.
You're right, I know that. Oh, how did you cope when Ed went missing? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
Well, for a long time, me and Eddie didn't know if he was alive or dead.
Oh, I remember.
At least you know where your Jamie is and that he's with people who care for him. Now, you just hold on to that.
I really thought we wouldn't be having this conversation again this weekend.
That was before I realised you've made up your mind. I thought you were still mulling it over.
I gave it a great deal of thought.
And I assumed it was a joint decision and still under discussion.
I decided because I'll be the one taking on Roy's duties.
Yeah, but that decision impinges on both our lives, doesn't it, Caroline? Surely you can see that.
Yes, of course, but I needed to move things on.
So you've decided not to advertise for a replacement for Roy and go back to being a full-time manager on top of all your other responsibilities?
Yes. It makes perfect economic sense. Oh. Firstly, we'll make significant savings. Secondly, the hotel will need stability and a firm hand on the reins to guide us through the next few years.
Yeah, well, you can do that in your current position.
Not without someone I know and trust below me. And I haven't got time to waste looking for and interviewing a new manager at the moment.
Yeah, but you talk about wasting time, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Taking on Roy's job will mean far less time for us to spend together. You'll be back to living to work instead of working to live. Oh, hang on.
Well, clearly I'm not the only one with commitments on their tile. I'm going for a shower.
Hello?
Oliver, it's Jill.
Oh, hello, Jill. What can I do for you?
Chris and I at the village hall. Getting everything ready for the Gardener's Question Time recording tomorrow.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. How's it all going?
Fine. I wrote Pip and the boys into helping me put out the chairs, and Bert's coming to help Chris decorate the stage.
Good. How can I help?
One of the lights is out in the ladies. Where are the spare bulbs?
Well, hang on. I'll come over and do it myself.
Oh, I don't want to put you to any trouble.
No, not at all. Not at all. We've got to put on a good show for the Gardener's Question Time team, haven't we?
Oh, Peggy. Come in, Alona.
What are you looking for, this?
Are those Jack's shirts?
Three of them. Will you take them home to iron?
Yes, thank you. Would you put them in that bag, please?
Jack is still asleep?
He nodded off in the lounge, yes. So I thought I'd see what he needs now the weather's getting warmer.
Yes, of course.
I ought to get him some new cotton vests.
And maybe some cotton socks.
They used to say, ne'er cast a clout till May is out.
What does that mean?
It's an old saying. It means keep your winter woolies on until summer shows signs of arriving.
In June?
I was never sure whether May meant the month or the hawthorn blossom flowering.
Oh, I see.
Oh, shall I pair up those socks?
Thank you.
Actually, that could have been one for the Gardener's Question Time team.
They are coming tomorrow, isn't it?
They are. I spent yesterday afternoon baking for them. My sister-in-law Jill is organising the refreshments.
And what did you bake?
An organic cake, amongst other things.
Yum.
I'm going to ice it when I get back.
Oh, I cannot ice cakes. I tried for my Anna's birthday.
The best way is to use greaseproof paper.
How do you do that?
You make a cone shape, snip off the point, and put in the nozzle. Then add the icing.
Oh, it's very good to get advice. It is nice that I have made such good friends with the patients, partners and families. An old friend of my mother's used to say, a handful of friendship is worth more than a wagon load of gold.
Did she?
Yes.
Was that a hint about Ted?
He seemed a little disappointed not to see you.
Did he?
You know, I'm sure he doesn't want anything more. Just perhaps a friendly companion and some support from a person in the same situation. There is no harm in that, is there?
No. No, of course not.
So?
Ilona, I know you mean well, but it just isn't appropriate.
Yes, but Jack is in a place where if you go for a cup of tea with a friend, that won't hurt or upset him.
Perhaps not, but...
You always say how friendly Jack was. What a warm person and such fun to be with.
Yes, he was.
And the Jack you remember would be very happy for you to enjoy the company of friends, no?
Yes, I believe he would.
That's good. So will you speak to Ted?
I'll think about it.
Lovely sight, isn't it? I love seeing the young stock enjoying the great outdoors for the first time.
Ed turned them out this morning.
I didn't want to go to work without apologising.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made a unilateral decision. And I was very sharp with you. Oliver.
Thank you. I notice you're not apologising for the decision itself.
I haven't changed my mind, no.
I just can't understand why you want to put yourself under all that stress again. And I'm not asking you to abandon the place, but what you're talking about is going back to long hours, working weekends and holidays, and even some overnights. And that's not what I'd envisage for the next few years at all.
No, I realise that.
When Ed took over the tenancy, I was looking forward to holidays, travelling the world. It just hasn't materialised.
Yes, but there's plenty of time to do all that later.
Well, how much later? When you retire?
I know what you're thinking, but you're fitter and have more energy than many men half your age.
Yeah, at the moment, yes. But by the time you retire, I could be well into my 70s. We might not have the luxury of enjoying those things in the same way that we could now. I don't want us to miss out, that's all.
I do understand. But the fact is that initially I was knocked for six when Roy said he was leaving. But thinking about the challenges gave me a real buzz.
Yes, I could see that.
I've started planning and looking forward to the challenges. You know how much the hotel means to me and how much time and energy I've invested in the business. And the truth is, I'm not ready to retire.
In that case, there's no more to be said.
I have to be honest.
Yes, of course you do.
Look, none of this is irrevocable. If we find it doesn't work out, we can still recruit a manager.
So, what if we set a time limit on it, hmm?
Okay.
Say, 6 months?
I do understand where you're coming from, Oliver.
Look, I love you. And I love spending time with you. And I don't want to see you stressed, unhappy. So, 6 months? After which we review the situation?
All right. Yes, agreed.
Good. And until then, I'll give you my full support.
And I've baked a little something extra. A cake.
Even though Jill gave us all strict instructions.
Well, the thing is, Clary...
Peggy!
Oh, sorry, Clary, I've got to go. It's Jill.
Oh, all right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, just a minute. Oh, dear.
Come in. Ooh. All done.
How's it looking?
Chris and Bertie made a wonderful job of decorating the stage. It's very thirsty work. I wouldn't mind a cup of tea.
Oh, yes, of course.
They've even put flowers in the loos.
Well, it must give the team a good impression.
I'm sure we will. We've put a table in the foyer for the audience refreshments, and we've set out everything the team will need backstage, too.
Oh, good.
The Vassar dressing room is a green room, somewhere for them to relax in before the programme starts.
Oh.
They're in there until Eric introduces them to the audience. It creates an air of excitement and anticipation, apparently.
There you are.
Thank you. May I have a biscuit?
I'm sorry, I haven't got any.
Not in that tin?
Empty.
Oh, well, never mind. Actually, I need tins and containers to transport everything to the hall tomorrow. Could I borrow it, do you think?
Oh,
Peggy. This feels very heavy for an empty biscuit tin.
I couldn't resist.
Resist what?
Your instructions on what we should and shouldn't bake were quite draconian. And when I found out Bob Flowerdew prefers organic food, I bought the ingredients from Ambridge Organics and baked it especially for him.
Oh, so that's why you volunteered to help on my refreshments team, so you could sneak an extra cake into the green room?
Not at all, I... Oh, dear.
I don't think you're the only one baking extra goodies either. The team are going to have to do an awful lot of digging afterwards to burn off all the calories.
I suppose so.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it.
And so am I.
You changed, Jeff.
Thank you, and you?
Oh, I wish whoever's on duty next would hurry up.
Well, there ain't much going on at the hall yet. I had a look through the window.
But I want to get home and get ready for tonight.
Are you another one?
Another one what?
I saw that Linda Snell as I was coming out. Dressed up to the nines, she was.
Oh, yeah, she's got that hunky Matthew Wilson round at her place. They're doing a recording. Lucky Linda.
That is a brush, if you ask me. Why is she getting all dressed up if it's only on the wireless, eh?
Oh, it's a girl thing, Joe. You wouldn't understand.
And he was jumping up and down like a demented grasshopper. Don't know what that was all about.
Well, I'm sure all will be revealed.
Afternoon.
Oh, my goodness, we were just talking... It's Mr. Robson, isn't it, of Gardener's Question Time?
That's right.
What can I get you?
Oh, just a bar of chocolate, please.
Now, what kind?
I don't get this when I come in here, you know. It's self-service as a rule.
Joe, Mr. Robson is a guest.
I'll just have one of those, I think.
Good choice. 80p, please.
Thanks. Are you both coming tonight?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, would we, Joe?
And have you got your questions ready?
I have. Have you, Joe?
Oh, you got a sample of some leaves to bring along and all.
Well, that's great. I'll see you both there then. Bye.
Oh, bye, Eric. What a nice man. Oh, I can't wait.
And you'll see a box just over there for your questions.
What a buzz, eh?
Hello, Vicky.
Oh, yes, please.
Do help yourself to food.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I hear you drew the short straw, Lillian.
What, manning the door?
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, don't worry about me, darling. When I know about gardening, I could write on the back of a fan packet. Get right over my head. Now, it's no problem for me to stay out here and do some washing up.
Oh, that's all right, then. If you don't mind, all of you, I want a quick word with Linda. I'm dying to know how she got on this afternoon. Sorry.
Oh, see, the food's going like hotcakes, so to speak.
Didn't they say light refreshments?
The food here was meant for the panel. Far too much. Do tuck in, everyone.
I hope the panel were duly impressed with this spread.
Oh, I think so.
Well done, Jill.
I'm just going to pop into the kitchen and fill this teapot.
Hello, Joe.
Now then, what's all them reserved cards on the front row, eh? Ain't that against the rules?
They're reserved for those who'll be chosen to ask a question, Joe.
Oh, who will that be? Do you know yet?
Afraid not. We'll have to wait and see.
And then Matthew showed me how to aerate the lawn.
Did I?
Which was potentially a little embarrassing. Ooh. One has to put a wiggle into it. But he was utterly charming about it all, put me completely at ease.
Oh, you jammy so-and-so.
I'll introduce you, if you like, after the show.
Would you?
Of course. And have you got your question in?
Oh, I have. I made sure mine was one of the first, so when they turned the box upside down, it'll be on the top.
I imagine they'll just pick the interesting ones.
In that case, I should have an even better chance.
Look, here comes the producer.
Oh, yeah? I bet they'll be starting soon.
Just short of the mark, by the sound of it.
I'll have a bit more of that chocolate cake if it's going begging.
I'm trying to get everything washed up. Oh, all right, then. Anyway, what are you doing out here? Don't you want to be in the recording?
Well, it ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, I see. Your question hasn't been chosen, then.
Yeah. They gone and picked that Sabrina Sweet when all she does in the garden is sunbees. They've been gardening for donkey's years. And me with me mealybug sample. And that Vicky Tucker's been picked and all. With her daft question about mistletoe propagation.
Ah, now we get to the bottom of it.
What?
Well, what's the problem, Joe?
Well, people might get the wrong idea if that lot don't agree with how I've been doing it.
But you're the expert, surely.
Oh, well, I am. You never know what they could come out with, do you?
Well, you'd better keep your fingers crossed then, sir. Oh, Vic.
I'm desperate. I'm going to have to nip out to the Jubilee Loos. Must be nerves.
Oh, dear.
If I'm quick, I can get back on the front row before they get to me.
Not if I lock you out, you can't.
Here, Joe.
Tasty cake, this.
Yeah, well, better it be eaten than go to waste. They certainly tucked in. There's a mountain of washing up.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah?
Joe! Are you there?
Can
you open up?
Won't be a minute. Dear me. Yeah. Looks like it's stuck. No, sorry, it's stuck. It won't budge.
Joe!
Sorry.
Joe?
What?
I'm popping back to the bowl with these so they don't get mixed up with the glasses belonging to the hall.
Lillian, is that you?
What's going on?
Oh, well, the door's stuck.
Oh, hold these. Oh, for goodness sake. It was locked. The front door shouldn't be locked. It's a fire hazard.
Oh, Tom.
Here. Wait.
Look, keep an eye on things, Joe.
Here, you can't go in there.
Joe, what are you doing?
No. You're not allowed. It's a tricky bit, and they said nobody goes in.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, don't go in there.
No, I'm going in and asking him a question, Joe, if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, we'll see what Lillian's got to say about it.
Good luck.
Lillian! 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 Oh, Joe! Oh, not again!
Ha-ha!
for something else. Don't worry about
where's Vicky? It's
nearly time for her question.
She went to the ladies.
The ladies?
Ah, and when she got back, she was all red in the face and breathing heavily.
Well, is she all right?
Well, she went well, so she's gone home.
Really? Well, she will be disappointed. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, well, we'd better get back in and tell that assistant producer.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll have other questioners on standby. Now, come on. We don't want to miss no more of the show.
Oh, Joe! Joe! Oh, stupid man, honestly. What on earth's that?
Where did you go?
Vicky? Oh, Vicky, what in heaven's name are you doing?
Needs must. The kitchen window's the only way in. Quick, will you give us a bunk up? Tell Lillian!
What are you doing?
It's Joe. He locked me out.
Oh, no.
Oh,
careful, mind you don't stand in the sink.
Oh, right. I'll run and open up and then I'll nip in and ask me questions.
Oh, really?
Well, pats on the back all round, I think, don't you, Jill?
Yes, it went off very well, all things considered.
And very gratifying to have one's question chosen to be asked.
I was thrilled.
Neil managed to get his question in about the cricket pitch. That was a good one.
And Sabrina's, too, about the peonies.
It should be a very varied and interesting programme.
Mind you, it seemed to go on for longer than 45 minutes.
Well, Eric did mention that they sometimes have to edit it a little for time.
I hope Vicky's question isn't cut.
What, after her dramatic entrance?
Yes. I was wondering what had happened to her. Then suddenly, there she was, all out of breath.
Good thing it was radio. She looked as if she'd been dragged through a hedge backwards.
Yes, and she's usually so well-groomed.
Excuse me.
Joe!
All right, Prof.
Off so soon?
Yeah, I got places to be.
And people to avoid?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, Joe. That must have been a bitter blow. The team saying you'd propagated far too early to be successful.
Oh, I was only doing what my forefathers did. Must be that global warming.
I don't think so, Joe.
You don't happen to know anything about Vicky's dramatic late entrance, do you, by any chance?
Oh, me? Why? What would I know?
Hello, Jill. And Jim, isn't it?
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, well, I've got to go.
Bye, Joe.
Sorry, am I missing something?
Exit pursued by irate customers, I think.
Ah, he's the mistletoe man.
In person. Now, if you'll just excuse me, I need to give a hand with the clearing up.
Nice to meet you.
And you, Mr. Robson.
And Jill, can I congratulate you and your team on a wonderful tea?
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
No, thank you. It was delicious, every last mouthful.
They'll all be very happy to hear it.
And very kind of one of you to bake especially for Bob.
The organic cake. That was Peggy, my sister-in-law.
Oh, could you point her out to me?
I'll take you over myself.
And I've no doubt I will have the healthiest lawn in Borsetshire, thanks to you, Matthew.
It was no trouble at all.
I shall have to remember your aeration technique. You made it look so simple.
You're too kind, Linda.
But then that's the nature of true mastery, isn't it?
Well, I have been doing it for some years.
And I can't wait to see what my chamomile patch will turn out like.
I think that'll work out really well.
Oh. Well, if you're ever in the area at a later date, you must call in and see how it's doing.
Well, thank you.
Hello, Linda.
Oh, Matthew. Please let me introduce you to one of my closest friends, Vicky Tucker. Vicky, this is Matthew Wilson, my gardening expert this afternoon.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure. Christine Walkden just stopped me and asked me if I was all right. Wasn't that nice of her?
Very.
Matthew, can I ask you a question?
Far away.
Well, there have been some funny reports, so tell me, what was all the wiggling in aid of?
Well, that would be me getting busy with the garden fork, you know, working the tines in.
And the jumping up and down Joe said he saw?
Probably flattening a few lumps and bumps.
Oh, of course.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
Of course. I've monopolised you for quite long enough.
Well, a pleasure to meet you both. Goodbye. Oh, and as Eric would say, good gardening.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's good. gorgeous, isn't it?
And so charming. Well done, by the way, on your question.
Oh, I must have looked a real sight.
No matter, you were back just in time.
Oh, it's been such a great few days, what with this and Roy's news, of course.
Roy's news? Are he and Hayley?
Oh, no, no. With all the excitement about this, I haven't had time to tell people. He's got a new job.
And you?
Yes, at Lower Loxley. He starts next month. He's handed his notice in to Caroline and everything. Oh, we're all really excited for him.
Good heavens. Well, please pass on my congratulations.
Morning.
Hi, Fallon.
Hang on.
What?
Don't drink out the carton. Here.
Thanks.
Jamie, you look terrible. I heard you come in. It's nearly five.
Yeah.
Should I get you some aspirin?
Okay.
Well, go on then, go back to bed. I'll bring them.
Cheers.
Hey, you will be okay for your shift later, won't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Breakfast? No, thought not.
Anyway, climbing through the kitchen window was the only way Vicky could get back into the hall.
Good gracious.
She's probably full of bruises this morning.
Yes, and Joe Grundy will have to keep a very low profile. All those people he conned with his mistletoe scheme will be asking for their money back.
I can just see them now chasing him through the village with flaming torches.
Hello there.
Oh, hello, Ted.
Good morning, Peggy.
Hello.
Well, have you got everything you need, Mum?
I think so, dear.
Well, just give me a call when you're ready to be picked up.
Oh, don't worry. I'll order a taxi.
Oh, all right then. Say hello to Jack from me.
I will.
Bye, Ted.
Bye-bye. How is Jack?
He was very well yesterday, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
He and I sat in the garden for an hour again.
Ah, a bit of fine weather and fresh air improves all our spirits.
Yes.
He likes watching the birds, doesn't he?
Yes. And we saw an orange tip butterfly in the hedge, which made him smile.
Oh, how lovely.
And how is Violet?
Oh, she's having rather a difficult day today.
Oh.
She was in quite a bad mood and refusing to get out of bed.
Oh, dear.
So Ilona said she'd talk around and sent me out here.
Well, if anyone can help, it's Ilona.
Marvellous, isn't she?
She's very kind.
There's something about her warmth that people respond to.
Yes, and she gets on very well with Jack, too.
Well, I'll give them another 5 minutes or so, then I'll go and see if they've made any progress.
And I'll go and find Jack.
I wonder...
Yes?
I was just thinking, it's such a lovely morning. I wondered if you'd like to come and have a cup of tea somewhere afterwards.
Oh, thank you. That will be very nice.
Caught you red-handed!
Eh?
Loitering with intent at the cigarette machine.
I wasn't.
Oh, that is what they all say, Mum.
What I was doing was looking at that clock and wondering if and when Jamie plans to appear.
Oh, right.
Do you know what time he come in last night?
Yeah. Somehow I couldn't settle until I knew he was back.
You and me both, Fallon. Has he even surfaced yet?
About 9:30, and he looked like death warmed up.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where's he hanging out until that time of night, eh? And if it ain't local, how's he getting back?
I don't know. He could barely grunt before in the kitchen.
I don't like it one little bit.
No.
Well, I hope he gets up in time for his shift. That kid needs some proper focus to his day.
Come in. Caroline. Oh, Linda, would you bring me a coffee, please? No, actually, make that a herb tea. Caffeine's the last thing I need at the moment.
Ah, yes, of course. May I have a word?
Oh, can it wait? I've just this minute walked in.
Yes, I know. I was looking out for your car.
Good grief. Well, what can I do for you?
It's about something I heard yesterday. Something Vicky said, as a matter of fact. And I wondered if there's any truth in it.
I see. Shut the door, please. So, What did you hear?
It's about Roy. Is it true that he's leaving to work at Lower Loxley?
Oh. I think Vicky was speaking a little out of turn there.
Oh, my goodness. So it is true?
Yes, it is. I must ask for your complete discretion, though, Linda.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll make an announcement to the staff as soon as Roy gets back from his leave in a couple of days.
Of course.
Until then, I'd rather the news stayed under wraps as far as possible.
You can rely on me, Caroline.
I'm glad to hear it.
In fact, speaking of reliance...
What?
Well, as you know, reliability is just one of the qualities I bring to my present job.
Linda, if you have something to say, please say it. I have a very busy day ahead of me.
I'd like, if I may, to register my interest in applying for the vacancy.
Oh.
At the appropriate time, of course.
Right.
I just wanted to tell you.
Well, as I said, I'll be letting everyone know exactly what's happening when I make my announcement.
Excellent. Right. A herb tea, did you say?
Mm.
I'll get it straight away.
Ooh, Lord.
And there I was, heaving Vicky up, pushing her to backside to get her through the window.
Oh, you're kidding.
Goodness knows what the technical guys thought.
Oh, Lillian, you never had an audience.
They were parked in a great big van in the car park.
Oh.
And then she ran out of the kitchen, opened the front door to me, and dashed off into the hall as red as a lobster and hair like Ken Dodd.
Good job she don't do dignity, or Vicky, innit?
Hey.
What?
I know what you're up to, you know.
Me? What?
If you got any closer to me and my Siggy Jolene, there'd be rumours.
What do you mean?
I mean you, missing your shot of nicotine.
No, not really.
No?
Well, it's more the habit, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not knowing what to do with your hands, you know.
Yeah. You can't kid a kidder, darling.
Oh, Lillian, it's harder than I thought, this giving up the fags.
I don't know why anyone bothers to try. Look, here, have one on me.
No, I can't.
Of course you can, darling. No one's looking. Oh. Look, I'll put mine out, and if Fallon or Kenton comes round the corner, just give it straight to me.
Right, go on, then. Just the one.
Thing is, darling, you don't have to pack them in one fell swoop. Just wean yourself off gently if you're determined to give up.
Yeah, I suppose.
Here, you keep the packet.
Oh, it's almost full.
Ah, well, I'll buy some more. Now hide it in your pocket until you get to your bag.
Oh, I shouldn't.
It's just for emergencies, Jolene. If you've got some ciggies to hand, you won't feel like you're being deprived of a guilty pleasure. So you won't feel the need to smoke as often.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that makes sense.
Of course it does, darling.
Go on, then. Why not?
Is everything all right for you, Peggy?
Lovely, thank you, Caroline.
How's Jack this week?
He's keeping very well.
Oh, good. I must find time to call in and see him.
Oh, don't worry. I know how busy you are.
Yes.
Is everything all right with you? You look a bit strained.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Sure?
There's just something I need to get done a little sooner than I'd planned, that's all.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, you remember Ted?
Yes, of course. How are you?
Oh, in fine fettle, thank you.
Well, if you both excuse me, I'd better get on.
Yes, of course. Bye, Caroline.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Is there any more tea in that pot?
Oh, I think we could squeeze another cup out.
Would you?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'm glad Ilona managed to get Violet up.
She seemed settled before we left.
Yes, thank goodness. It never seems right coming away while she's upset. Well, it doesn't matter to her, of course.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
It's a good thing I got plenty to occupy me this afternoon.
Oh, yes?
I'm putting together a talk for my U3A meeting.
Are you? When's that for?
Next week. You wouldn't like to come by any chance. If you're free.
Oh, I might, if I can.
Jamie? Jamie?
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Fallon, where's Jamie? He ain't still in bed, is he?
He's getting ready.
Jamie! It's me. Oh,
sorry.
Do you know what time it is?
Sorry, I overslept.
Well, come on!
I'll be down in a minute.
You've got 10 minutes.
I'll be there.
I should think so too. You wanted the job, so get on with it.
And when I walked round the side of the church, I found another smashed egg right underneath the new nesting site.
Another one?
Yes, alas. Came across the first one last week.
I see.
But there is some hope. I'm sure I spotted the male peregrine standing watch near the female. And I've definitely seen him zooming into the nest and the female flying off to feed. So hopefully some of the eggs are still intact.
Thank goodness they have such a vigilant guardian.
Well, one does one's best.
I hope we won't have a repeat of the decapitated pigeon episode.
Ah, nature is red in tooth and claw, Peggy, as Tennyson would have it. We rural dwellers must accept that that's how it is.
Oh, I see you're reading The Ghost.
Yes, have you read it?
No.
It's for the book club.
Ah, of course.
We'll be discussing it at our meeting on Friday evening.
On Good Friday?
Oh, Jim's choice. He's hosting the meeting, you see.
Oh.
To Jim, Good Friday is just another day. So I thought I'd inject a bit of seasonal atmosphere by baking some hot cross buns to add to the table.
That's a very good idea. And you're catching up with your reading here when you have a break?
Oh, no, I've already read it. I brought it into work to make some notes on it for the discussion.
Oh, I see.
And, may I give you some reading matter, Peggy?
Oh, I haven't time for the book club, I'm afraid.
No, no, it's my leaflet.
Leaflet?
Yes, for the parish council elections.
Oh, my goodness. It's very, full of information.
Indeed. I had a very difficult task trying to decide what to leave out. Although I say it myself, I have achieved rather a lot in my time on the PC.
Well, I can't get through it all now.
Oh, no, please take it. Robert did me an initial print run of 500.
Good heavens.
Not sure that it'll be enough, of course. We shall see as we distribute it this week. Would you like a few more to give to family and friends?
One will do for the moment, thank you. I'll look at it over a cup of tea this afternoon.
And, Peggy, do get in touch if there's anything I can help you with. My contact details are at the bottom.
Well, I'd better be on my way and leave you to work, then.
Oh, I'm not working.
Aren't you?
No, no, I'm on my lunch break.
Are you emailing or twittering or whatever Harry calls it?
Ah, well, actually, I'm cutting and pasting from my election leaflet to update my CV.
Your CV?
Mm-hmm. And that is all I'm at liberty to say on that subject for the moment, Peggy.
Oh?
It's all very hush-hush.
Thanks. I'll leave you to it, Lewis.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, and I love the carousel. You do realise I'll have to have a go before Easter's out?
Kenton.
No, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you are.
I know. I'll ask Lily. She can sit on the horse next to me and we'll race them. Do you remember you and me doing that on holiday once?
I do, yes.
Speaking of which...
Of what?
Well, I'm just off to the Bull for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Jolyon and I have got some stuff to sort out for Monte Carlo.
Oh, you lucky things.
Yeah. Oh, does Susan do Euros at the post office, do you know?
I don't, sorry. When's your flight on Sunday?
First thing. So I'll give the children their Easter eggs on Saturday. I'll tell you, I can't wait.
You'll have an amazing time, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's the plan.
I think it's wonderful, and I'm really happy for you.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. That means a lot. It's a pity the same can't be said about everyone in the family.
But Mum does want you to be happy.
No, no, I don't doubt it.
She just wants to be sure that this is what will make you happy.
Well, then she should trust me to know that for myself.
She'll come round. Ruth rang earlier.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it was just about her popping over tomorrow. She knows we're busy getting ready for Easter.
You're not in tomorrow afternoon, remember? You know, your birthday picnic with the kids?
Yeah, she's going to come round lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
She was having a bit of a moan, actually, about the ghost.
What, Brookfield is haunted?
The novel, silly, by Robert Harris.
Yeah, I know, only kidding. No, Jim's been going on about it at Jack's.
It's just not her thing, she said. She can't get into it.
What's she going to find to talk about at the meeting?
Good question.
Hey, she should look it up on the internet. She could get a summary of the story and then wing it. And that's what I'd do.
I'm sure you would.
Hey, I tell you what. If Jim's in again between now and whenever the meeting is...
Good Friday.
Yeah, well, I'll pump in for info and relay back to Ruth.
She's going to look very erudite, coming out with Jim's opinions.
Right, well, that's my to-do list. What are you up to?
Reg and I are going to talk point to point.
Oh, well, you'll enjoy that.
Yes. You know, Roy was brilliant a few weeks ago. He's done so much with the fair, he's just left me the easy bits.
Oh, great stuff.
He's going to fit in really well here, I'm sure of it.
Well, don't you work too hard and I'll see you tonight, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Clary, it's Jolene again. I've just had another missed call from you. I've checked my voicemail, but there's no message. Right, well, just give me a call when you can. Hope everything's all right. OK, talk to you later. Bye.
Right, well, that's the guest bit of change.
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
Hey, don't leave your mobile on the bar. I might get knocked off. Here, put it in your bag.
Well, wait, wait, I'll do it.
What's up?
Well, I don't want you spilling everything on the floor.
OK. Oh, the junk that you keep in your handbag.
Yeah, I know. did you get the Euros?
Yeah, yeah, and the sun cream. Right. Susan had a moan about having to look in the back for it.
Is it really going to be warm enough for suntan lotion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh. I was chatting to this guy who sometimes comes into the bar. He owns a couple of holiday apartments in Nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, and apparently, the plane comes in from the sea and you get this fantastic view of Nice. The entire stretch of the Promenade des Anglais, the town and the mountains beyond.
Oh, wow.
You know, I can just see us now on those mountain roads in a DB5 convertible heading for Monte Carlo.
Yeah?
Yeah, you with your headscarf tied a la Grace Kelly, me in a pair of shades.
Oh, you'll be wearing a bit more than that, I hope.
Well, some of the time, maybe. You know, this kiss test is one of the best ideas I've ever had.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
And you're doing so well.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
No, I mean it. You're doing great. Especially considering you're out in the beer garden every day among all those smokers and seeing the fag packets on the table.
It'd help more if everybody didn't keep going on about it.
Sorry.
No, it's nice to be encouraged, but talking about it just makes me think about it more.
All right, well, fair enough.
What with Jamie on top of everything else.
Oh, and what's he done now? Oh,
that's what he hasn't done. He missed his shift at dinner time. And I refuse to drag him out of his pit like I had to do yesterday.
Well, shall I have a word?
No, I'll speak to him. He can do some spud bashing or something before he goes out.
Oh, OK. Listen, would you mind if I went back to Lower Loxley?
No, of course not.
I'd just like to check in with Elizabeth, make sure she's not overdoing it.
Well, it's fine by me.
Oh, and tonight being my night off, I was thinking that I'd spend some time with her and the kids. You know, she's going to be madly busy all weekend and then we'll be away. And when we get back, I'll be helping you with a run-up to the Wills and Kate show. So I'd just...
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, you sure you don't mind?
No. I don't want to monopolise you. You get off now if you like. Huh?
Oh, OK. Yeah, I can always come back if I start missing you.
Yep. Come on now. I'll walk you to your car.
See you later then.
Yeah, see ya.
Let me know how you get on with Jamie.
Yeah, will do.
Bye.
Where did I put it? Oh. Hey. It's been here somewhere.
Jolene!
No. All right, Clary.
Oh, we kept missing each other's phone calls.
Yeah.
So when Pat offered me a lift home, I thought it made sense to call in.
Yeah, what was it you wanted?
Well, I need to swap shifts, so me and Nick are both on tomorrow night.
All right.
I'll have to babysit, you see, what with William working.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, good. And it's a bit complicated.
It'll be fine. I'll tell Fallon.
George needs dropping off as well, in case Emma can't pick him up.
Really? Well, just sort it out between you.
Oh, okay, Ta.
How is Emma and the new baby?
Oh, she's gorgeous. But she's a grisly little thing. As soon as Emma puts her down, she's crying to be picked up again.
Oh.
I blame it on this fad for keeping babies cool, you know. I know you have to be careful they don't overheat, but when mine was little, you just swaddled them up and they felt more secure, don't you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, better go. See you Friday night, then. Ta, Jolene.
Righto.
Hey,
it's really strange.
Oh, flipping heck.
Oh, I don't believe this. Where's my ciggies?
That's really sweet of you, Clary.
I thought you might like it. You don't always feel like cooking.
No, that's true. And thanks for your help bringing the shopping in.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, what on earth's all this?
Oh, dear, dear.
Yuck. And Jamie's socks on the floor.
Is he back?
Jamie?
Is everything all right?
I'll check upstairs.
I'll wait.
Jamie?
That's that done.
The kids are getting very excited about the picnic.
It's a lovely idea.
Yeah, and I have my instructions about when to take you and pick you up again.
They've planned it very meticulously.
Oh, yeah. And if it rains, you can always eat on the train.
Great idea.
Yeah, Borsage's very own Orient Express. So how's it going in here?
I still have a couple of things to do if I'm to have tomorrow off.
Yeah, well, don't work too late, will you?
No. I should be finished in the next half hour.
Music to my ears. Oh, well, I'll see you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jolene.
Anton.
You missing me?
It's Jamie.
Oh?
Well, when he didn't come down after you'd gone, I went upstairs to his room and his bed's not been slept in.
You sure?
Positive. Oh, he stripped it yesterday to wash the sheets and the clean linen's exactly where I left it.
And you've heard nothing from him?
Not a peep. He didn't even bother to text Fallon.
No?
I mean, what's he playing at? He must know we'd worry. It's bad enough him not pulling his weight, but to do a disappearing act without letting us know if he's okay or not. Fallon's been trying her best to be a friend to him.
Shall I come over?
No, don't be daft. Why should he spoil your night and all?
Okay. Look, why don't you ring Kathy and see if she's heard from him?
Yeah.
And let me know, okay?
Yeah, thanks, I will.
Yeah, all right, well, bye then.
Oh, Kenton. You haven't been in my bag for any reason, have you?
Well, your handbag? No, why?
Oh, it's nothing. I couldn't find my lip gloss. Don't worry. I'll ring you back.
I just don't know what to think, Clary. Oh, I wish I'd been here.
Well, you weren't to know we were going to turn up.
If only I had.
You couldn't have. And if anyone else had known, they'd have told you.
I wonder if Joe saw him.
Joe were out.
Oh, all day.
Yeah. He suddenly got an irresistible urge to do lots of childminding since Garner's question time. So he's been hiding away at Rickyard all day.
But what's Jamie playing at? I just don't understand.
His bed's been slept in.
Yes, and there are clothes everywhere.
So he's come back for something to eat, some clean clothes and to get his head down.
What's he doing sleeping in the daytime? He must be out all night.
Suppose so.
Goodness knows where he's gone now. Oh, I don't know, Clary. What should I do?
If it were me, I'd at least be glad he's around.
That's small comfort.
I know, but you know he's eating and sleeping, so he's okay. He'll be in touch sooner or later. I'm sure he will.
Wish I was so sure.
It's just a matter of time. It's not easy, I know, but you're doing all the right thing.
Well, look, I'll
go and pick Joe up.
Thanks, Clary.
That's all right. I'll be in touch later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hello?
Kathy, it's Jolene.
Hello.
Have you heard from Jamie?
Well, he left me a message.
Oh, what did he say?
By which I mean a sink full of dirty dishes, breadcrumbs all over the table and empty tins of beans.
Oh, right.
And a bedroom that looks like a bomb's hit it.
He's all right, though?
Well, as far as I can tell.
Oh, that's summer.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously came home, ate, had a couple of hours sleep and then shot off again before he knew I'd be home.
Right, because he didn't turn up for his shift at lunchtime, but I thought he just hadn't woken up yet. And I was so fed up with him, Kathy, that I just let him stew. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Yeah, but if I checked his room...
Well, at least he came back here and got a few hours, Kip.
Yeah.
Look, thanks for letting me know, Jolene. Just need to get my head round all this and decide what's the best thing to do.
Mum, they're absolutely beautiful.
Good, I'm glad you like them.
Well, I'll arrange them after lunch.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you. Would you like a cup of tea? Eileen's only just brought it out.
In a minute.
What about some lunch? When you said you were on your way, I asked for extra in case.
No, I'm fine, thanks. I had a quick bite when I finished my shift at the shop.
Oh, I see.
I was starving. I was on an early shift.
Oh, right.
I don't often do them, but I was standing in for Sabrina, who was supposed to be standing in for Neville.
Very complicated.
Yes, it can be. Anyway, I'm here now.
Actually, if you'd come much earlier, I might not have been up.
Oh?
Lily and Freddie brought me breakfast in bed.
What a lovely idea.
Freddie's, apparently.
Was it?
Yes. And I'm looking forward to our picnic this afternoon.
I hope the weather holds.
Oh, they've even made contingency plans.
Have they really?
And they've been quite secretive about the food, although I know Eileen's helped.
You'll all have a lovely time.
And Sheila and Ruth both said they were popping over too.
Right.
Oh, and Kenton got me a huge box of smellies. So I'm feeling very spoiled.
I'm glad.
Will you be putting flowers on Dad's grave on Saturday for his birthday?
Yes.
I'd like to come with you.
Would you?
Is that all right?
Of course it is. Come here.
Oh. What's that for?
Your father and Nigel would be so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm sure they're both looking down with big smiles today.
Hello, Sheila.
Oh, hi, Clary.
No matter how many lists I write, there's always something I forget at the supermarket.
Me too.
So I thought I'd have a walk up here while I'm on my dinner break.
How's the new baby?
Oh, smashing time. She's regained her birth weight.
Oh.
And she's getting plenty of attention from her great-granddad, whether she wants it or not.
He's been keeping a low profile since Sunday, then?
Dead right. And leaving me to fend off his angry mistletoe customers. And how's your family?
Oh, fine, thanks. Alistair's gearing up for the cricket season.
Of course.
Daniel's working hard for his GCSEs. Oh, and he's sorted out a placement for his work experience.
Has he now? Good for him.
Yes, he's doing very well.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? What's that you're reading?
Oh, it's Neil's candidate statement for the parish council elections.
In the shop window?
Yeah, Susan at work, I imagine.
Ooh, let's have a look. Oh, yeah, now that's very good, isn't it? Very straightforward.
Like the man himself.
At least he ain't gone plastering the village with leaflets like Linda Snell.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, you can't help but notice. You can't move without tripping over them. In the pub, in the phone box, in the shop.
Oh, I didn't notice them in the shop.
Ah, well, between you and me, I think Susan hides them if she's on.
She's loyal, like all the best politicians' wives.
I wouldn't mind, but there's that much information on them.
Well, Linda has got rather a lot done.
Granted.
Although it did take me an age to wade through it all.
And the print is so small. Me and my Eddie have them reading glasses you buy in the supermarket.
Oh, yes.
And I had to put his on top of me own so as I could see what she were on about.
Oh, dear.
Now, Lillian's is a good leaflet. Short and sweet.
Possibly due to the fact that she hasn't got an awful lot to shout about.
Anyway, it seems a lot of trouble to go to. People just vote for who they know, don't they?
I'm not sure. There's some quite stiff competition this time round. And what with the referendum as well, there might be quite a big turnout. That might change things a bit.
You just missed Ruth.
Have I?
Yeah, they've all gone over to Lower Loxley.
Actually, it's not them I came to see. I thought I'd do a couple of hours in the vegetable garden since it's fine.
Oh, right,
Is this Ruth's?
Huh?
This novel.
Oh, yeah.
Caroline said she was reading it for the book club meeting tomorrow.
Oh. I think Ruth's given up on it.
Oh? Well, she could still go.
Sorry, what?
Well, I'm sure it doesn't matter if you just turn up and listen, even if you have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Would you bring me out a cup of tea if I go and make a start? David?
Yeah, of course.
I'm feeling quite inspired after the gardener's question time visit.
Mm. Okay.
You must remember to tune in if you can. It's this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put a note on the fridge door.
Yeah, will do.
It's very exciting.
I'm sure.
You're not listening, are you?
I'm sorry, Mum. It's just something Ruth was saying.
Have you two had a row?
No. No, it's about the latest figures on the milk yields. She's had a look at the yield curve, and the results aren't great.
Oh.
They should be shooting up with the grass growing like it is. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, I don't feel very well, so I'm afraid that I won't be coming in this afternoon or evening. I'll try and get an early night. I do hope that's all right. I hope you get this message in time. Bye.
David?
Huh?
I was wondering where my cup of tea had got to.
Look at this, Mum.
What am I looking at?
These are the herd yield figures I was talking about before.
I see.
Ruth's right, they are below what they should be for this time of year. Well below.
Oh dear.
If anything, they're even lower than they were this time last week. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I did some readings with the plate meter at the end of last week. With the amount of dry matter available, the cows should have been milking much better.
It must be very frustrating.
Try completely baffling.
You'll get it sorted out, I'm sure.
Thanks, but it doesn't help.
I'm trying to be encouraging.
Now we'll have to feed some more concentrates.
Yes, but you won't have to do that for long, will you?
We shouldn't have to be doing it at all. The whole point of the paddock system is to keep costs down. I'm not going to make any profit at this rate.
You and Ruth just need to sit down and discuss how you're going to deal with it. I'm sure you'll work it out.
Oh. Clary, hello.
Hello, Cathy. I'm just wondering if you'd heard from Jamie.
Not so far.
Oh, so he didn't come home last night?
No.
Just thought he might have, with him being there in the afternoon.
Well, he didn't go back to the Bull either. I spoke to Fallon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she said he missed his lunchtime shift again.
And Joe's a rickyard, or he could have kept an eye out.
No, well, actually, I'm at home myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I rang in sick.
And you well?
Oh, I'm fine. I hate lying, but I need to be here, Clary, just in case Jamie comes back.
Of course you do. I'd be the same.
Well, I thought if he's avoiding the Bull because he thinks he's in trouble with Jolene, the obvious thing is for him to come here for a meal and a sleep, like he did yesterday.
Well, I hope he does.
I'd have been useless at work anyway. Can't settle my mind to anything.
Well, you sit tight, love. Give me a ring on my mobile if you need me to get you anything.
Thanks.
And I'll call in tonight after work.
Leanne, can you remind Alfie to settle into his heels?
Oh, he needs telling every time. Sorry, Mum. I was just saying about the hall keys. It might make sense for Oliver to keep a set, as well as you and Chris.
Well, keep these if you like and pass them on to him.
Yes, all right. I can pop over after the walk of witness tomorrow.
Ring them first. Caroline said she and Oliver were going out.
Righto.
She's had a bit of a week by the sound of it.
Oh, dear.
She'll be fine. Caroline thrives on challenge.
That's just as well. These are challenging times.
Yeah, they are. How did you get on at Brookfield? Did you make a start on the vegetable garden?
Well, the Grand Elder seems to be coming back with a vengeance, so I spent a long time on that.
Oh, what a nuisance.
But Josh has promised to help me get the broad beans and carrots in over the weekend. And I might try some Florence fennel.
Oh, yeah, Dad was very successful with it one year, wasn't he?
Yes. Just to go back to the subject of Jolene for a moment.
What about her?
I hope her stress isn't Kenton-related.
Oh, I don't think so. They're very happy together, as far as I'm aware.
It's causing me one or two sleepless nights.
Mum.
You know him as well as I do.
He never thinks about the long-term consequences of what he does. He just steams on regardless.
Well, I don't think you're doing him justice. And he's quite hurt at your attitude, you know, Mum.
I can't help what I think. He doesn't go out of his way to prove me wrong, does he?
Look, instead of basing your opinion on past mistakes, isn't it better to try and accept the choices he's making now and wait and see what happens?
That's easier said than done.
Oh, I know you want us all to be happy.
Yes, that's all I ever want.
Well, then just let him and Jolene get on with it and find out for themselves if it works.
Come in, Clary.
How are you doing?
Oh, he hasn't been back.
Hasn't he?
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sit down, love.
So you've just been waiting in all day?
Oh, I've barely moved out of the kitchen, let alone the house. Every time I hear the phone ring or the letterbox rattle, I've been thinking it's him.
And you've heard nothing from him at all?
No. I made a cottage pie, something filling for him, I thought. I even went over and over what I was going to say to him, but he never showed up.
Oh, it's tough, his waiting.
Just had this idea that we'd be able to talk, you know, if he came home.
So is there no news at all?
Well, once I'd realised he wasn't coming, I set about phoning his friends to see if anyone knew anything.
Good idea.
Finally got to speak to Marty's mother when she got in from work. Turns out that he slept over at their house for a couple of nights.
Well, that's good. Well, at least you know he ain't been sleeping rough.
Yeah.
And you know this family, don't you?
Well, I've spoken to them on the phone, yeah.
And they're okay?
To be honest, they don't seem to be that bothered about what their own son gets up to, let alone mine.
Well, at least you know Jamie's safe, that's something.
Yeah. I'd better ring Jolene and let them know.
Oh, dear, I know how difficult all this is, but believe me, Cathy, it's better than nothing. You've just got to stick it out.
I'm finding it so hard to be patient, Clary. I just want him home.
You can come out of hiding now, Joe. The coast's clear.
I wasn't hiding.
Either that or you've developed a sudden fascination with the magazines.
Well, it's very interesting, that one about mountain bikes.
Mm. So have you read The Ghost for tonight's meeting, Joe?
Oh, I know it backwards.
You do surprise me.
Ah, full of surprises I am.
Well, did you like it?
Ah, very interesting.
Oh, come on, Joe. You'll have to do a bit better than interesting. That hardly constitutes serious debate.
Oh, I'll have plenty to chip in with, don't you worry. But the prof won't be happy if we said it all already without him being here, will he?
Oh. Well, if you prefer not to engage before the meeting, that's fine by me.
You'll see.
I do wish we could have changed the date of the meeting, though.
Why, what's wrong with tonight?
It seems rather frivolous after the walk of witness this morning.
Oh, not to everybody. The prof ain't religious. Oh.
No, it's all right. It's only Jolene.
Afternoon.
All right, Joe. Linda.
Hello, Jolene. And what can we do for you?
I'll have 20...
No.
Eh?
No can do, I'm afraid.
But I can see them on the shelf.
Kent and Archer's got here before, yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I'm very sorry, but he was eager to enlist us in the cause, and I, for one, am in total favour.
I give you some of my baccy, but at these prices and with my pension...
Yeah, thanks for the thought, Joe.
He's done it with you in mind, Jolene.
Oh, I can just imagine the cheeky grin.
No, the fewer the temptations, the easier to pack the horrible habit in. You know it makes sense.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
What you should do is creative visualisation.
Visualisation?
Yes. Imagine yourself as healthy and fit, free of the chains of addiction. Think positive.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Lovely spread, Jim.
Thank you, my dear. Let me top you up.
Oh, cheers.
And how are things with you?
Oh, Easter holidays, what can I say? Busy.
Ah, of course.
And how are you?
Very well, thank you. Feeling quite galvanised after Monday's recording.
So are a lot of people.
Oh, Joe, help yourself to the buffet.
No, I am, but you won't say no to a bit more of that wine, neither.
Oh, of course. I hope you're both ready for tonight's discussion.
Oh, I need a quick word with Linda. Excuse me.
Linda, hi.
Hello, Ruth.
How are you?
Oh, well, it's been quite a mixed week, to be honest.
Oh?
Robert's very excited. Leonie's coming to stay next week.
Oh, a bit of a bombshell, was it?
Oh, no, she told us a while ago, and Robert's looking forward to seeing her, of course. It's been over a year since she came.
But you're not as keen.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
And what's all this about Grey Gables? Roy's leaving, isn't he?
Yes. Caroline made her announcement today. He's leaving on May the 6th.
So soon? That won't give her much time to find a replacement, will it?
Had she chosen to appoint from within the organisation, it would have been simple.
And she's advertising outside.
Oh, no, she's not advertising at all. She plans to take Roy's duties on herself.
Really? She'll have her work cut out.
Quite. I can't see her plan being workable in the long term, though. We shall see.
Top up, Linda.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Linda was just saying about her mixed bag of a week.
Oh, dear me. Still, we have Sunday and gardener's question time to look forward to.
I can't wait to hear my feature on lawns. I do hope I come over well.
I'm sure you will.
Matthew made it very easy for me, of course. He's a consummate professional. And charm personified.
You won't need all that, Mum. You're only going away for a few days.
Well, I don't know what I'll need. I've never been anywhere like Monte Carlo.
And what did Kenton bring? Said he had a present when he came through.
Oh, a pair of posh sunglasses.
Ooh.
To go with a headscarf.
What headscarf?
Oh, it's just Kenton's joke.
Well, can I see?
Yeah, all right. There.
Oh, gorgeous. Very Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, he said they were because I'd done really well with the fags this week.
No.
I know. I've had the odd drag or two, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, okay. Well, what, have you thought how you'll cope without them over the next few days?
I'll manage.
Yeah, you'll have to.
I'm all worried about leaving you with a busy pub and wayward teenager.
Well, don't worry. Just go off and forget it all. I'll be fine.
But with Jamie... On top of everything.
Well, you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, but what if things blow up with him while I'm away? It's a short step from where he is now to him getting into serious trouble.
Well, I remember what that's like.
Suppose he rolls up here one night with a load of his mates and starts causing bother.
Well, I've got Rhys and the others. Look, Mum, there's no point in you worrying about something that hasn't even happened. Leave it all behind, at least for them few days.
Could I call the meeting to order, everyone?
Right, you are, Prophet.
Yes, of course, Joe.
There we go. Thank you. Now, Robert Harris interrupted his Roman trilogy to write this novel, which was published in 2007. It has been variously reviewed as ingenious and outlandish, amusingly acerbic, and deviously intertextual. I hope you all enjoyed it.
It was very exciting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a good twist to have somebody helping to unravel the mystery from the other side. A ghost. Oh, very unusual.
Yes, well said, Joe. I agree.
And how did you feel the mystery element worked?
Well, I thought the way in which the key to the mystery was encoded was clever.
But bit where the ghost takes over and becomes the other one was a bit far-fetched.
Oh, Harris's theme of puppets and puppet masters, eh? Who is actually pulling the strings?
There was a shot when he died, though. I didn't see that coming at all.
If you mean Adam Lang, I'm afraid I thought that was flagged up quite clearly. Or do you mean the ghost?
Him, the main bloke. Well, the other one had to die. He was the baddie.
Ruth, you haven't said anything yet. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with Joe. The villain has to get his comeuppance, doesn't he?
When the demons come and get him, that was a good bit.
Demons? What demons? Which bit was that?
Perhaps Joe's referring to the CIA.
Well, I call them demons. Any more of that wine going spare?
Ta-ra. Thanks.
Mum?
What's up?
I've had a text off Jamie.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good sign, don't you think?
I don't know. The thing is, Fallon, why is he getting in touch now?
Because he needs us.
He needs a comfy bed for the night, more like. Ooh, the more I think about it, the angrier I get.
Mum?
He's treated this place like a hotel. And when I went to all that trouble to sort everything out so he could work here and earn a bit of money for himself, what did he do?
I know, he let you down.
Yeah.
disappears like nothing matters. Didn't bother turning up for his shifts. I've never had so much as an excuse, never mind an apology.
Jamie again.
Is it?
I think he's checking things out to see whether or not he can come back.
Oh, I bet he is. Wants to know what sort of a reception I'd give him.
But you're right, Mum, everything you say. But if you stop him from coming, we don't know where he'll end up.
Well, I don't want that. Of course I don't.
Well, if he does come, it's no good you shouting at him.
But he needs a wake-up call. It's what Sid would have done.
But none of us is Sid. And Jamie won't take that from anybody else.
Yes, I think it was the first use of satellite navigation technology in a thriller.
Oh, I don't remember no sat-nav. That ghost helped him on the tube.
The tube? When? He travelled by ferry, plane, of course, and there were plenty of taxis.
Joe, what did you make of the love interest?
Oh, she was very lonely, wasn't she, poor little thing?
Well, she would be, wouldn't she?
Yeah, very touching it was that the medium let him take over her body.
What? Yeah, that was a good bit.
What medium?
Oh, Susie could kiss for one last time before he had to go.
You really felt for her.
Oh, yes, of course, the medium. And what was the young woman's job?
Oh, good grief, Jim. She was the power behind the throne, Adam Lang's secret aide, and, as it turned out, his manipulator, the true politician.
You mean Potter?
Potter? Oh, this is getting silly. We may as well stop now.
Ah, just because I've got more to say than you.
Have you actually read this book, Joe?
Well, you can't have forgot that bit where they has all that wet clay and they make a pot.
To the strains of Unchained Melody, perhaps.
Joe, for goodness sake. Not only have you not read the book, you haven't even watched the right film.
Oh, you have? The one with Patrick, what's his name, had a dirty dance.
No, wrong. That's typical of you. And I cite the mistletoe debacle on Monday. If you're going to cheat, at least do it properly. And Ruth, I'm surprised at you.
Sorry, I couldn't get into it. I did enjoy Ghost, though, last time Pip and I had a DVD night.
Yeah, you'd all have been better off watching Ghost.
Oh,
it sounds miles better than what you lot have been reading.
Well, thank you all for a very stimulating and amusing evening. Anyone for more wine and nibbles?
Oh, well,
Fallon.
Yeah?
Yeah, as soon as you finish serving here, do me a favour and...
Oh. Oh.
Hello, Jolene.
Jamie.
Linda, let me help you on with your coat.
Oh, thank you, Jim. That was very mischievous of you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Everyone, before you all go, I think Linda's hosting the next meeting at Ambridge Hall.
Yes, I am. And the book I'm choosing is Cranford by Elizabeth Gaskell.
Cranford? Oh. Right.
Oh,
And woe betide anyone who watches the box set instead.
Jamie?
Yes.
I'd like to know what you think you're doing waltzing back in here at this time of night, huh? Haven't seen you all week.
Mum.
What do you think you're playing at?
Mum.
Jamie, you ain't slept here for 2 nights. And you can't just not turn up for your shifts. I ain't having you letting Fallon and Frieda down like this.
I'm sorry.
Look, I'm running a business and I wouldn't tolerate this behaviour from any of my staff. Just because you're my stepson, don't mean I'll take it from you.
Right.
It's because we care about you, Jamie.
I know. I'm sorry.
Now, look, this is a very busy weekend and I'm going away on Sunday and Fallon will need all the help she can get. I want you to promise you'll toe the line and give her the support she needs.
OK.
Do you promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Right. Get up to bed. Will you ring Kathy or shall I?
I'll do it. Thanks, Mum.
Let's hope he does as he said.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.